Rolling? All right. Well, God be with us as we do this. This is your day to shine. I'm actually here with three of my favorite shiners in an undisclosed location. We're actually thinking about Become New, dreaming about possibilities to let folks know what's going on in the world of spiritual formation. We have a small, scrappy team, and these are folks that mostly just help it out of the goodness of their heart. This is Jim. Used to be a philosopher at Westmont College, so super smart. This is Alyssa. She's even smarter than Jim. And this is Kevin. And we used to work together. We ended up having a conversation over the last day or so precisely about the passage in Philippians that we're going through. So I thought it would just be really fun to do this. So we're going to take a shot and see how it goes. There's no such thing as making a mistake. Let's do it. Paul writes this to the church at Philippians. He's been talking about how he used to have reasons to put confidence in the flesh, and now he doesn't. And so I was talking recently about the idea of, there's my old resume. Paul had his old resume, circumcised on the eighth day, Hebrew of the Hebrews. But now he's got a new resume that's based much more on the goodness of Jesus, and therefore Paul's vulnerability, weakness, and failure, and that's where we find the power of God breaking through. But whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. This is amazing words. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage. And he uses a very strong word. The Greek word is skubala. It would be used for much worse stuff than garbage. It was a bumper sticker word. Skubala happens. I consider them garbage that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation of his sufferings. Really, you want to know that. Becoming like him in his death. And so somehow attaining to the resurrection of the dead. Mm. So the old resume was my gifts could be in the religious sphere or how smart I am, my education, my achievements, my success. But now, because of meeting Jesus at the point of need, I have kind of a new resume. Mm. And when we were talking together at dinner, Kevin, you were saying when you would hire people, you used to talk about I'm not so much interested in the resume of your successes. So say a little about that.
Yeah, show up for a job interview, we want to appear our best and be our strongest and our brightest. So we're thinking about all the great things that we've achieved or done. But as I reflect back on my life of so many mistakes and things that I wish I could have done differently, I realize that I learned the most from my mistakes. And so usually in an interview, at some point through the process, I would ask for a failure resume. And
did people know this was coming?
Well, no. Yeah, so that's part of
that would take all the fun out of it.
Well, it would indicate something. If it took them forever to respond, mm-hmm. I knew they were considering it deeply, or they were simply not aware or willing to embrace the vulnerability of acknowledging the mistakes that they had made. And so sometimes, you know, there'd be a quick response of, oh my goodness, the list is so long of all the things that I would do differently. And it's like, okay, this person's at one place and they're thinking. Others would pause for a moment and say, no, I can't know that I'd do different. And it's just like, you know, at that moment, you would just be aware, okay, this person has experiences ahead of them that are likely going to be challenging and painful. Am I willing to step into that with them and be a part of that? Or would I better off opt for the person that has already been through some many challenging things? So it's just reflects the willingness and appreciation to value and recognize the value of our failures and our mistakes in our life.
And so we were talking about that, and Alyssa, that prompted something in you.
I shared that. So I've been on the Become New team almost 4 years and have gotten to really just learn from you and hear how you talk about being an Enneagram 3. I also am a classic Enneagram 3 with a real bent toward just image management and how people perceive me. And it's not something I love about myself, but certainly something I've learned more about myself really through Become New. And so earlier this year, I was applying for another job. And in the middle of that application process, I was creating the traditional resume, you know, the one with like the shiny stats and the numbers and the whatever you're proud of. And it just felt wrong in my soul because I was like, this is the exact thing. This is kind of what I'm trying not to do. So I decided to make a character resume too. And I wrote on it every bad thing you might try to conceal in an interview. Just mistakes I'd made and big typos I'd sent out to hundreds of thousands of people. But really highlighting the things that I've grown through and who I've become through it. And I did get the job, which is awesome. But I would say
that says a lot.
It led to some really rich conversation. Mm. And it honestly felt so freeing to just be like, here's who I am. Do you like me? Will I get hired on who I am or someone else? Mm. So
I love the freedom word.
Yeah.
It's like, and I think that's part of why Paul came to love meeting people, not on the basis of his achievements or attainments, but on the reality of, here's where I need. Mm. And Jim, Kevin was talking about that idea of the failure resume.
Yeah, and so interesting that I happen to be reading this book right now, The Happiness Files, by Arthur C. Brooks. He is a professor at Harvard Business School, teaches classes in the science of happiness. And a very first chapter, actually, in this book is entitled How to Succeed at Failure. And so, and he's actually recommending in this chapter the very thing that Kevin was inviting his job applicants to share and that Alyssa actually chose to do on her own. The idea of not just having your success resume, but also your failures resume, and not necessarily only for other people to see, but for your own personal benefit, so that you can look back on your life and think, all right, where have I failed and how can I learn from that? To become a better person.
No, I was thinking, I lived for years in the Bay Area, Silicon Valley. People talk a lot about failure there, and they almost glorify failure, but only if you went on to become successful.
Yeah. So, failure.
Yeah. I was like,
good sir.
Yep. I'll go back and show you where I failed before, but that just shows my courage and perseverance. And if all you had was a failure resume, but no success resume, then that would look a whole lot different. Mm. Yeah.
And of course, Paul is talking about his second resume.
Yes.
Is really looking back at his success resume and saying that was really in some sense a failure.
Yes.
From the standpoint of the resurrection.
Yep. And it seems to me, Jim also used to teach New Testament Greek at Westmont College, so you'll be able to clarify this. But it seems like part of what happened with Paul was those old qualities were not bad things.
No.
Like to be a Hebrew of the Hebrews or to be circumcised on the eighth day, that wasn't bad. To be bright, it's not a bad thing. To be able to be creative. But what happened was when they become my identity, they keep me from loving other people.
Mm.
And they make me try to look better than I really am, smarter than I really am, more spiritual than I really am. And so what you find in the scripture is this strange thing. It's step one in AA. Admitted that we were powerless over alcohol, whatever it is, and that our life had become unmanageable. And that line from John Wesley that I mentioned that I just love, where he was this brilliant Oxford Don, Church of England, worked with the elite people, and then he realized that he had to let go of all that and go out into the open air, which was kind of against the rules. I submitted myself to be more vile. And that's supremely Jesus on the cross, humbled himself to obedience to the point of death, even death on the cross, to look vile, to let go of the things that I used to take pride in. And now we can meet each other, you know, in my failures as a pastor, as a parent, my great neediness. We meet each other in a deeper place when we meet in the place of failure and need than we do when we meet in the basis of our strength resume. And somehow, I don't understand how or why, Jesus is present with us in the failure resume in a deeper way. So, today, you can leave here and go work on your failure resume. And maybe there'll be one other person that you want to let know about this. And maybe you can meet with them. And in some strange way, when you are willing to be vulnerable and share that with another person, as a parent or as a worker or as a friend or as somebody who has messed up with temptation, God is present. And it gives permission for the other people to meet with us there. And then love flows and power flows. And that may be the way that you're going to shine today.
Hey, thanks for joining us at Become New. I'm Tim, and I'm part of the team here. We hope that you know that you're not alone, that there's this whole community of us, and you just met some of them, who wake up every single day. We take in these teachings, and we're thinking about how to follow Jesus more closely, how to put into practice everything that he commanded to do with the help of the Holy Spirit and with the help of each other. So you are not alone. And I'm so grateful for the teaching today. It's just a reminder that our failures don't have to be the end of our story, but it can be a new beginning in Jesus with him. So I'd love to hear your takeaway today. We read these every day, the comments, the texts, the emails. You can send them into us. Encourage you to participate with this community that you can be part of. Comment on the YouTube channel, chime in on the Facebook group. All of our contact info is in the show notes below. One other thing is that prayer is really at the heart of Become New. We meet every weekday to pray together for you and pray for specific requests that are sent in from viewers just like yourself. So if you've got a prayer request, don't hesitate to put it in the comments or to text it to us or email it to us, because there's a group of us who would love to pray specifically for you. Thanks for joining us. I hope you have a great day.